RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesia and UN majority reject U.S. decision on Jerusalem. Indonesian export to Africa up 20%. Now the news in detail. Indonesia, along with the majority of United Nations member states, on Tuesday defied the U.S. policy on Jerusalem and declared President Donald Trump's recognition of the Holy City as Israel's capital null and void. In a press release received on Friday, Indonesian Permanent Representative to United Nations, Dian Triansa Jani, during an emergency special session of the UN General Assembly on Tuesday, conveyed that all resolutions concerning the status of Holy City of Jerusalem and the rest of Palestinian territory occupied by Israel since 1967 must be respected without exception. Indonesia is one of the 128 UN member states that backed the non-binding resolution approved by the UN General Assembly emergency meeting to call for the U.S. to drop its recent recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Indonesian non-oil and gas export to 11 West African countries accredited to the Indonesian embassy in Abuja increased 20.7%, or 2 times higher than the target set by the Indonesian government. The 11 countries are Benin, Burkina Faso, Gabon, Ghana, Cameroon, Congo, Liberia, Niger, Nigeria, Sao Tome and Principe, and Togo. Indonesia Ambassador to Nigeria, Hari Purwanto, said in a written statement received by Antara News Agency in Bengkulu from the Indonesian Embassy in Abuja on Friday, that in addition to number of exports, Indonesia's increasing trade with West Africa was also evident from the growing number of businesses between Indonesia and West African business people. He viewed that besides conventional products such as food or medicine, Indonesia has also explored the sales of its strategy industrial products such as trains, airplanes, military equipment, and mining sector. He also remarked that some 47 Indonesian companies have already represented office or a major distributor in the city of Lagos, Nigeria. 5 out of 9 women ministers of the working cabinet were present at the commemoration of the 89th National Mother's Day led by President Joko Widodo on Friday. Coordinating Minister for Culture and Human Development Puan Maharani, Health Minister Nila Muluk, Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Yohana Yambise, Foreign Affairs Minister Red Marsudi and Forestry and Environmental Affairs Minister Siti Nurbaya were present at the function, and each of them read out a fragment of the poem. The 89th Mother's Day was themed Empower Women, Great Indonesia. From West Papua, President Joko Widodo headed to Bali to chair a limited cabinet meeting to demonstrate to the world that Bali Island is safe for tourist visits. Indonesian pharmaceutical company PT Paprost, a subsidiary of PT Rajawali Nusantara Indonesia, and Myanmar's pharmaceutical firm Medi Myanmar Group have established a joint venture to develop the business of pharmaceuticals and medical devices. According to a statement from PT Paprost, received by Antara News Agency on Friday, the cooperation was marked by the signing of a memorandum of understanding between PAPRO's Executive Director, Baroka Sri Utami, and Medi Myanmar Group founder, Wing Sing Chu, in Yangon, Myanmar, on December 21, 2017. The signing event was attended by Indonesian Ambassador to Myanmar, Ito Sumardi, Director of Finance PT RNI, who is also Commissioner of PT PAPROST, Yana Aditya, and Commissioner of PT RNI Aditya Danwantara. The cooperation strengthened the presence of PAPROST in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN market after having a successful venture in the Cambodian, the Philippine, and Vietnamese markets. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, has revealed that the government plans to report the emergency status of Mount Agung, Karanasan District, Bali Island. Minister Panjaitan said after attending a head-level meeting along with Finance Minister Sri Mulyani on Friday that both of them do not see the need to maintain its emergency status. However, they still need to provide meals to the people because several of them are stuck. The condition of Mount Agung, which has erupted several times recently, was discussed in a limited cabinet meeting to be led by President Joko Widodo on Friday afternoon. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika remarked that the emergency status declared by the Indonesian authorities following the erection of Mount Agung had affected the island's tourism industry because tourists were scared to come, while in fact most parts of Bali remain safe and are not affected by the volcanic eruption. Indonesian team comprising 13 Saint Hyde School students of state-run SMA 28 and private SMA Al-Azhar 19 won a silver medal in the International Robot Olympic IRO held in Guangdong, Hebei Province, China, at the Public Safety and Security Competition held on last December 14 until 21st, 2017, Indonesia won the silver medal for the robot in movie category. Moreover, it also won the technical award in the creative teen category. Risa Muhida, PhD of the University of Lampung, remarked on Friday that he was proud of the children who are carrying the red and white national flag and have emerged victorious internationally. He stated that the students competed in full spirit and with self-confidence. The rivals included students from Germany, South Korea, Malaysia, Thailand, the Philippines, Singapore, and Saudi Arabia, as well as several others from Latin America and Central Asia. National Disaster Mitigation Agency noted that during 2017, there are 2,271 disasters. Head of Data and Information Center of National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Sutopo Purwo Nugroho, explained that hydrometeorology disasters such as flood, landslide and tornado dominated. To compare with the previous year, this figure decreased by 4.7%. The number of casualty loss decreased by 36% and house damage decreased by 8%. In a press briefing held recently, it said it is caused by people's awareness towards disaster. Stopo also explained that in 2017, Indonesia also succeeds in overcoming land fire.
Beberapa indikator menunjukkan keberhasilan tadi, kalau kita melihat luasnya.
There are some indicators that support the success. If we refer to the area of land fires reduced by 65.7%. In 2016, there were 438,350 hectares on fire. However, in 2017, there are only 150,557 hectares. Stopo further explained that from the hotspot indicator, it decreased by 33%. In addition, this year, there are no schools and airport closed due to the smoke. Stopo added that referring to the air pollution index, it shows normal to moderate number. From 2016 to 2017, Indonesia has succeeded in overcoming smoke from forest fire to neighboring countries. He accepts that his success will continue in 2018. The last item, Palestinian embassy in Indonesia appreciate Indonesia's support towards the issue of Jerusalem. First Secretary of Palestinian Embassy in Indonesia, Ahmad Methani, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that a lot of solidarity shown from all over the world towards Palestine indicates the truthful love of Muslims towards Jerusalem as a holy city for all mankind. Ahmad further said that Donald Trump's declaration of Jerusalem as capital of Israel is unacceptable and it hurts Muslims around the world, adding that the statement made by the President of the United States is violating the United Nations resolutions.
So Jerusalem is red line. All Muslims will not accept that. And the way that Trump declared that Jerusalem is capital of Israel is kind of not respecting the feeling of Muslims around the world. Besides, this is violate the international law, United Nations resolutions, and moral norms and ethics and history.
Furthermore, Ahmad Metani had stated that Palestine is the cause of all issues in the Middle East. He hopes that the Al-Quds Al-Sharif issue would be able to unify all Muslims around the world. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with press review. Various important events occurring this week are featured in the editorials of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review. Let's begin with Tempo newspaper, which in its editorial on Friday, December the 22nd, writes, "So that PPATK findings not in vain." The findings of the Center for Financial Transaction Reporting and Analysis, or PPATK, regarding money laundering worth 747 trillion rupiahs should disturb us. This is an arm that corrupts with its derivatives, the commission, bribery, and gratification grows, and the mode is getting more sophisticated. The Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, the police, and the Attorney General should immediately move to investigate these findings. Don't let the data revealed by PPATK just become archived stored in warehouse as happened in the past. The data from the PPATK is just an ammunition for institutions like KPK, the Attorney General Office, and police to immediately arrest the thieves. There is no perfect crime that can be hidden. Moreover, the flow of money is clear. The problem is, how seriously do law enforcement officers in revealing this case? If the case is left unchecked, the PPATK findings will be in vain. Corruption will become increasingly rampant and undermine the country. Turning to Kompas newspaper now, in its editorial on Friday, December the 22nd, the paper writes, "Women and the Big Change." As we are commemorating Mother's Day on December the 22nd this year, the situation is much different from the Indonesian Women's Congress in 1928. The embryo of Mother's Day is the first Indonesian Women's Congress in 1928 in Yogyakarta. It voiced a determination to improve the position of women in the fields of education, health, economy, and the elimination of domestic violence, including the rejection of child marriages. 90 years have passed, but the ideals of the Congress is only partly realized. From the educational side, the number of women who go to college is not different from men, but in many sectors, women still need special action to overcome backwardness. In addition, today we are also faced with a digital revolution that brings changes to many aspects of life. Women must be ready to master the technology so as not to become a passive consumer. To end the press review, here is Business Indonesia newspaper, which on Friday, December the 22nd, writes, "Initial Economic Capital 2018. Towards the end of the year, Joint Cumulative Index JCI Share Price Index updated its record by closing up 1.21% or 73.91%. points. Throughout the trade, Thursday, December the 21st, JCI is consistently moving up. Of the 569 shares traded, 192 shares were strengthened, 146 stocks fell, and 231 shares were stagnant. Business Indonesia hopes the government immediately follow up this momentum by spawning a variety of concrete policies and eliminate unnecessary blocks. To be sure, economic growth is not merely augmented by rising exports, but also government spending, consumption, and investment. In addition, external challenges must be cautioned, such as the risk of rising commodity prices, especially oil, which provokes an increase in subsidy costs to lower public purchasing power. That was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listeners. Nice to be with you again in our regular program. Today, Industry offer a renewal service, Voice of Indonesia. While we start for an event on December 23, 1941, when Wake Island was under control by Japan during the Second World War. The Battle of Wake Island began simultaneously with the attack by the Japanese Navy on the U.S. Navy Pacific Fleet that was docked in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, and ended on December 23, 1941, with the surrender of American troops to the Japanese Empire. The island, located in the northern Pacific Ocean, was colonized by Japan until 4 September 1945, when the rest of the Japanese garrison in the island surrendered to the United States. We turn to December 23, 1948, when Hitler from Japan was executed. On December 23, 1948, Japanese Prime Minister Hideki Tojo was executed hanging with six of his comrades over the net of war. His figure, who also served as a general of war, is often referred to as Hitler from Japan. But from when Prime Minister Hideki Tojo also became a general as well as Minister of Foreign Affairs. At the beginning of his reign, Tojo succeeded in bringing his country to victory against American power. But after the United States dropped the atomic bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan was subdued. Hideki Tojo was captured by the U.S. troops on 11 September 1945 on the orders of General MacArthur. International Military Tribunal sentenced him to death. We end our today in history with the event on December 23, 1972, the earthquake shook Nicaragua. An earthquake measuring 6.5 on a Richter scale shook the weight of Managua, Nicaragua. It made more than 10,000 people dead and thousands of people homeless. The devastation caused by the earthquake became worse. The severity of quality of the existing buildings in the city located in Central America. Well, listener, that was Lane History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Harari Wood Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's focus is on Vice President Yusuf Kalla expects Indonesia enter the top 10 Asian Games 2018. Asian Games 2018 continues to be the spotlight of Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also chairman of the 2018 Asian Games Steering Committee, both in infrastructure readiness to athlete achievement. Vice President Yusuf Kalla said Indonesia is assessed by the Asian Olympic Council and other countries successful in the preparation of the venues. The Indonesian nation's self-esteem will also be shown when Indonesia as the host is able to be one of the top 10 at the Asian Games with 20 gold medals. Vice President was speaking before 40 representatives of sports and ranks of the Organizing Committee of Asian Games 2018, Indonesian Olympic Committee and National Sports Committee of Indonesia at Vice President's Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, December the 20th.
Nah, yang kemudian menjadi harga diri.
Well, the self-esteem, which is in your hands, is the achievement. As great as the infrastructure is, the venue, the finance, trillion of rupiah for it, or the implementation of the Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia 2018, but if our achievement does not reach as what we hoped, of course, we feel down. Indonesian people will be discouraged if we still like now. And that's our hope. Our position must be at least in the Big Ten, I hope. For that reason, in order to improve the achievement, Yusuf Kalla invites all sports to concentrate in national training and recruits coaches from abroad without putting aside the domestic trainers. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Affairs Imam Nahrawi asserted, starting on January the 1st, 2018, the national training camp of the Asian Games followed by 40 sports will start. The Asian Games, which will take place in Jakarta and Palembang from August the 18th until September the 2nd, will be followed by 45 Asian countries. Indonesia's flagship sports are archery, badminton, athletics, bowling, bridge, canoe or rowing, cycling, jet ski, karate, paragliding, martial arts, rock climbing, taekwondo, weightlifting and wushu. Well, that was focus today on Vice President Yusuf Kalla expects Indonesia to enter the top 10 Asian Games 2018. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesia, along with the majority of United Nations member states, on Tuesday defied the U.S. policy in Jerusalem and declared President Trump's recognition of the Holy City as Israel's capital null and void. Indonesia announced oil and gas export to 11 West African countries accredited to the Indonesian embassy in Abuja increased 20.7%, or two times higher than the target set by the Indonesian government. Five out of the nine women ministers of the working cabinet were present at the commemoration of the 89th National Mother's Day led by President Joko Widodo on Friday. Indonesian pharmaceutical company PT Paprost, a subsidiary of PT Rajawali Nusantara Indonesia, RNI, and Myanmar pharmaceutical firm Medi Myanmar Group have established a joint venture to develop the business of pharmaceuticals and medical devices. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has revealed that the government plans to report the emergency status of Mount Agung, Karangasem District, Bali Island. Minister Panjaitan said after attending high-level meeting along with Finance Minister Sri Mulyani on Friday that both of them do not see the need to maintain its emergency status. Indonesian team comprising 13 senior high school students of state-run SMA 28 and private SMA Al-Azhar 19th. Won a silver medal in the International Robot Olympic IRO held in Guangdong, Hebei Province, China. National Disaster Mitigation Agency noted that during 2017, there were 2,271 disasters. Head of the agency, Sutopo Purwonugroho, explained that hydrometeorology disasters such as flood, landslide, and tornado dominated. Palestinian embassy in Indonesia appreciated Indonesia's support towards the issue of Jerusalem. First Secretary of Palestinian Embassy in Indonesia, Ahmad Metani, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the love of solidarity shown for all over the world towards Palestine indicates the truthful love of Muslims toward Jerusalem as holy city for all mankind. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hey listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism destinations in East Nusa Tenggara, namely Cuncang Wulang. Stay tuned. Listener, Nusa Flores Island in East Nusa Tenggara Province or NTT is increasingly popular among foreign tourists. Besides being popular for its beautiful landscape such as Ulun Savana, which is similar with to the one in Africa, this island is also popular because of its Komodo dragons, which becomes one of seven wonders of the world and has been included in the list of World Tour Book. In addition, there is other beautiful nature in this island, namely Chuncang Wulang Waterfall, which is located in Warsawe Village, Mambeling District, West Manggarai Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. Listener Chuncang Wulang is one tourist attraction which is sought by foreign and domestic tourists. In Chuncang Wulang Waterfall, tourists can enjoy the beauty of nature and they can also swim. In Manggarai Raya local language, Chuncang means waterfall while Wulang means moon. Therefore, Chuncang Wulang means moon-shaped waterfall since in the middle of its waterfall there is a moon-shaped pool. Listener, to reach the Chuncang Wulang Waterfall, which is located between Labuan Bajo and Ruteng and has distance 30 kilometers from Labuan Bajo, tourists can ride a motorcycle or drive a car. But you must keep remembering that the road to the waterfall is quite challenging due to winding road and many large vehicles passing by. Visitors are also required to use the service of local guide because after getting off the vehicle, visitors need to walk to reach the waterfall with the route through the forest, which has distance 6 kilometers or about 45 minutes. Afterwards, you will reach the Chuncang Wulang Waterfall area, a tourism spot which is recognized by the world. A unique thing from the waterfall, which has a height approximately 25 meters, is that there are canyons and river valley flanked by two giant cliffs. In addition, river water that comes directly from the cliff top has a turquoise color. For you who want to test your adrenaline, you can try to jump from the rock with a height about 3 to 10 meters. Once in water, you will feel the fresh water of Chuncang Wulang Waterfall. Enjoying the beauty of this Chuncang Wulang Waterfall really makes your holiday more perfect and unforgettable. If you want to capture the beauty of this waterfall, you can take pictures between these two giant cliffs. Listener, if you want to come to Chuncang Wulang, you should pay attention to several things such as weather, preparation of stamina and body condition, adequate equipment, comfortable clothes and footwear which are suitable to trekking and getting to the waterfall. The important thing to remember is that not to throw garbage carelessly and pollute the location around this tourist spot. That was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Chuncang Wulang Waterfall from East Nusa Tenggara. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany
Miscellany on Indonesia,
segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Ferrari World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in our regular segment, Miss Lenny. Listener, besides Semarang in Central Java Province, which owns some Pokong Temple that is closely related to the famous Chinese Admiral Cheng Ho, Lasem apparently has a long history of opium and the first Chinese landing area in Java. Today's miscellany will inform you about Lasem with the nickname Little China that used to be the center of Dachi and now turned into a sub-district within the area of government of the Regency of Prambanan. Listener, Lasem is a district town in Rembang Regency, Central Java, that has been famous as one of the best producers of batik in Indonesia. In addition to the city's famous nickname as Batik Town, Santri Town and Heritage Town, Lasem is also nicknamed as Little China. Why? It is because Lasem is the first Chinese landing area in Java. It can be proved by the spread of Chinese village in Lasem. There also lies a gold-plated Buddha statue. Geographically, the location of Lasem is very strategic for trade activities. Therefore, Lasem became a land and trading center for people who come to Java. In the 14th and 15th century, Lasem was one of China's immigrant growing places besides Semarang and Surabaya. As a political ambassador of Chinese Emperor of Ming Dynasty, Admiral Cheng Ho wanted to foster bilateral relations with Majapahit Kingdom, especially in the field of culture and commerce. At that time, Babagan River, called as Paturan River, all trade transactions were conducted and slowly immigrants from China came and built houses as places to live and place of worship, such as temples. The remaining temples that still stand in Lasem until now are Ji Yongbyo, Chu Ankyong, and Po Anbo. Of the three temples, Ji Yongbyo is a special temple built in 7080 to commemorate and honor the Lasem heroes act while fighting against the VOC during the Dutch colonial period. The heroes are Tan Kee Wee, a reputable Chinese in Lasem, Oi Ing Kiat, who holds Raden Ngabehi Widyaningrat, a Chinese who had served as Duke and Mayor in Lasem, and Raden Panji Margono, son of 5th Teja Kusuma, a former of Duke in Lasem. Listeners, besides temple, Chinese and Java acculturation of culture at that time left the work of North Coast batik tulis that was known as Batik Lasem. The development of batik in Lasem commenced from Nalini or the prince of Champa wife Binang Un, a member of the Zheng He expedition starting from 1405 until 1433. Which introduced the technique of batik in the 5th century. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition with the topic Lasem, Small China in Central Java. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you on the next miscellany with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hey listener of Air Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will inform you to songs from Pygmy Marmoset. Well listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Cerita Tentang Pohon, A Story of Tree. Happy listening!
Setiap kata-kata mereka tegar di antara desah deru kota, menyesap asap yang sesakkan dunia. Param, 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 param. Daun-daunnya manusia berlomba menulis sejarah dunia. Di bawah ranting-rantingnya mereka saling tertawa, bercinta dan menyeka air mata. Dia menemani setiap musim berganti. Sang bumi dia menemani setiap musim berganti.
So that was a song entitled Cerita Tentang Pohon or Story of Tree by Pygmy Marmoset. Pygmy Marmoset is a Balinese music group formed in 2012. Pygmy Marmoset members are only two people, namely Zenith Shahrani and Sanjaya Adiputra. They often meet in local community, and the musical performances in Denpasar, Bali make Zenith and Sanjaya want to play music together. Zenith at first asked Sanjaya to make duet of acoustic guitar instrumental with no songs, like Depa Pepe, a Japanese acoustic duo. Listener, let's listen to a song entitled Layang Layang or Kite. Enjoy the song.
Layang, layang,
you've just listened to a song entitled Layang Layang or Kite by Pygmy Marmoset featuring Gardika Gigi. Pygmy Marmoset's inaugural album is The News of the Forest, published in 2014. The album The News of the Forest contains 8 songs made by Pygmy Marmoset's personnel, Zenith and Sanjaya. In general, music which is represented by Pygmy Marmoset is acoustic, accompanied by guitar, percussion, pianica, kazoo, and glockenspiel. Although the arrangement of Pygmy Marmoset's song is quite reassuring, the meaning of the song is very deep, starting from satire about the destruction of nature, universal love, to self-contemplation. All the themes and messages are presented by Pygmy Marmoset in the beautiful musicality. Well, listener, that was Music Corner for today, informing you about Pygmy Marmoset. Before we end our Music Corner for today, we present you 2 songs entitled Cerita Senja and Kuko the Bird. Enjoy the songs, and we will meet you again with another interesting topic in Music Corner. Goodbye!
Melihatmu dari tepi kol, meka-meka menawan, baca terbuai semilir senja, kulihat yang merona. Gemulai dia menari, memayungi letihnya hati, bertutur ia tentang setiap peluh dan asa, memberi tanda saatnya rebahkan raga bawa aku ke sana, kehangat pelukannya sang angkasa merah melagukan semerdu senandung senja.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
My name is Coco the bird. I live on the tree. I live there with my happy family, brothers, sisters, and granny. But I shoot a move from one tree to another, different tree, because the trees, they're gone, oh, they're gone, one by one. Monsters who took our trees, they cut it down, 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 down. Now they have planted new concrete trees. It's grow fast but has no branch or leaves. Now I think I should move from one sea across the sea.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Setiap kata-kata mereka tegar di antara desah deru kota, menyesap asap yang sesak.
sesakan dunia. Param, 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 param. Di bawah daun-daunnya manusia berlomba menulis sejarah dunia. Di bawah ranting-rantingnya mereka saling tertawa, bercinta dan menyeka air mata. Dia menemani setiap musim berganti. Dunia kekasih hati sang
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you. ketika Mekah menawan baja terbuai semilir senja, kulihatnya merona gemulai dia menari memayungi letihnya hati bertutup.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.